You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Air New Zealand has experienced a fair bit of turbulence over the past several months. The economic downturn caused by COVID-19 has resulted in a massive number of layoffs as the company attempts to downsize. And it's had to borrow money from the government in order to cover its losses. Hence the outrage following the news that a multi-million dollar share offer has been given to the company's CEO, as well as other members of the executive team. Around 4,000 workers have been laid off this year, with hundreds more crew due to be made redundant before Christmas. So the vibes aren't great, and these workers aren't in the best of moods. I spoke to Savage, the head of aviation at Air 2, a union that accounts for about a third of Air New Zealand staff. Savage, who, in case you're wondering, goes by only one name, joined me, ironically, from Blenheim Airport.
So could you explain to me what this share offer that is being given to Air New Zealand executives entails, and why is it such an insult?
Obviously, at Air New Zealand, there's thousands of union members and employees who have lost their job. Executives are given share offers as part of their performance pay. And there's two aspects here for the people who have been made redundant and for the people who are at the moment facing redundancy. One is the way in which they found out this information. There's always been an issue with executive pay, and finding out that these share offers have been made has been particularly hard for union members at the moment. And the other issue, of course, is just the larger issue of the level of executive pay at Air New Zealand, which has always been a burning issue.
Could you elaborate a little bit on the level of executive pay? How much are these people paid?
Christopher Luxon, the former CEO of Air New Zealand, was the highest paid CEO in New Zealand. And as for the executives and the general managers, rank and file union members and general employees don't get to find out how much they are paid, but we do know that there's a number of senior Air New Zealand leaders that are paid in excess of $1 million a year.
Do you think that the decision to give these shares to executives now is a responsible decision?
Dame Therese, who's the chair of the board of Air New Zealand, has maintained that they are in line with ordinary, standard company policy or standard approaches to this type of corporate pay. But in many respects, this is about how tone-deaf they have been to the mood of the company. Employers are feeling very disheartened and disenfranchised by senior management, and they don't have a lot of faith that the company is on the right track. So when they hear that they're going to be share offers, that they're potentially millions of dollars being made, that potentially their general managers are being offered $100,000 in shares, all these kinds of pieces of information, it can be really incredibly hard for them at a time when they've just said goodbye to all of their co-workers and that they're facing a lot of fears and apprehensions about whether or not their jobs are safe. So part of it is the level of pay, and part of it is how tone-deaf the executives have been to how they've announced it and how they've messaged it within the company.
So it's been pretty widely reported that Air New Zealand has had to lay off a lot of staff this year. Do you know how many staff have been laid off and how many remain?
In general figures, we're probably looking around 4,000 people have left Air New Zealand as a result of the pandemic and the economic downturn. In terms of our area, we used to have over 5,000 union members at Air New Zealand. Air New Zealand is a very unionised company, large amounts, probably the most unionised private sector employer in New Zealand. And we've probably lost a couple of thousand members, so we still have around 3,000 members. About a third of all Air New Zealand employees are members of Air 2. But that's a massive change, as you can imagine.
Yeah, so for those people who are still employed, how have recent events such as COVID been impacting their incomes, as well as just overall morale in the company?
That's a good question. Primarily, a lot of people rely on the overtime rates and on the penal rates that they make in their jobs. Some of them are relatively well paid, some of them are at minimum wage or just below living wage, and they rely on those contractual benefits that they've negotiated over the years. Obviously, with the downturn, not only is there less people around, but there's just less work around, less overtime, less work on the weekend.
Air New Zealand has already received subsidies from the government to aid in their economic recovery. Do you think that that money is being used properly?
New Zealand has received two amounts of money from the government. One was a very large wage subsidy payment. I can't remember the exact figure, around $1 million. The other amount of money they've received is not actually a subsidy. It's a loan given to them by the government. and they're currently using that loan in order to cover the losses that they're making. So there's no doubt about it that the company is not going to be making a profit this year, very unlikely to be making a profit next year. But at these particular times, the damage that was done to Air New Zealand was done primarily by the way in which they downsized so rapidly and the way in which they treated employees during that process. No one within the union movement and no one at Air New Zealand was going to argue that Air New Zealand could stay the same size because of COVID-19. That would have been ridiculous. But there's a way you can do these things, and there was a lot of damage done in the last 6 months. So these share offers and these reports of executive pay come at a time when employers are already feeling left out, already feeling as if senior managers aren't listening to them.
What would you like to see Air New Zealand do in response to this backlash?
There has to be a really big conversation about the level of executive pay. Air New Zealand often sees itself as a big corporate private company, but actually it's 52% owned by a taxpayer. It's a part of New Zealand's infrastructure.
Basically, this seems to be widely perceived as almost bailouts, like these people are essentially giving themselves bonuses because their company is not making as much money, which isn't necessarily an uncommon thing to see. I mean, when a lot of companies start to lose money, executives give themselves payouts. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts about this. Why does this sort of thing happen?
I'm not sure if I can answer that wider question other than to point to the fact that we have a corporate culture that rewards executives at an incredibly high rate of money, and that level of pay for executives just keeps going up and up and up. And the relationship between the, for example, the CEO's pay and the average worker's pay, decades ago it would have been something like 26 times the average worker, and now it's 1,000 times the average worker. So that's the backdrop of increasingly higher pay packets for senior corporate leaders. But one way to understand this in New Zealand is to think about the idea of performance pay and guarantee performance pay. So just recently, Air New Zealand came to its employees and they said, you know, we need to save more money. What can we do? What can everyone do to do their fair share? And almost across the company and in many areas, workers agreed to give up their performance bonus payments that were due to them contractually. So they could have demanded that money, and they agreed that in order to offset more job losses and keep the company in a better financial position, that they would just give up their performance pay. And then what they hear is that the executives have not given up their performance pay. They've agreed to keep their performance pay. But it should be pointed out that these share offers are about the long-term performance of the company. So the company does have to perform and reach a certain point until those executives get the money. Now, at the same time, there's always been an issue in New Zealand over the board company bonus that is paid out to employees. That's a discretionary bonus. And the board gets to decide based on profits whether or not it distributes some of its profits to its employees. And no matter how many times the unions have attempted to negotiate that bonus to become contractual so that employees are guaranteed a bonus if the company reaches a certain amount of profit, the company's already rejected that. So what they're hearing and what they're seeing within their own company is executives getting a guaranteed bonus if the company reaches certain profit levels. But their bonus is always discretionary and is always at the discretion of the board. And that's something that really sticks with them and is obviously something that needs to change.
Thank you to Savage from Etu for joining me for that interview.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.